As we noted yesterday, December 17th was the 100th anniversary of the Wright brothers' historic flight and the dawn of modern aviation. Well, today, December 18th, is the 100th anniversary of the Virginian Pilot newspaper's story on the event, which was a scoop. Under the headline, "Flying Machine Soars 3 Miles in Teeth of High Wind Over Sand, Hills, and Waves at Kitty Hawk on Carolina Coast," the Virginian Pilot, out of Norfolk, Virginia, ran this historic lead: "The problem of aerial navigation without the use of a balloon has been solved at last." There followed a rather lengthy story full of much detail about the Wright brothers, their flying machine, the previous day's events, and much else. Well, yesterday, the Virginian Pilot carried an item headlined, "We'd like to set the record straight a century later." The correction was the idea of K. Tucker Addis, who's vice president and editor of the Virginian Pilot and joins us from Norfolk, Virginia. Miss Addis, yesterday's item begins, "A story and headline in the December 18th, 1903 Virginian Pilot contained errors." Why don't you read at least a few of them for us?
Certainly, be happy to. Orville Wright was the pilot for the first flight of the Wright Flyer. It was not Wilbur, whose name is not spelled W-I-L-B-E-R. The plane's engine rested on top of the lower wing. It did not hang below it. The propellers had 2 blades each, not 6. The plane flew 120 feet, 8 to 10 feet off the ground in a straight line. It did not soar 60 feet in the air. It did not circle and fly 3 miles over breakers and dunes. It did not tack to port, then to starboard. Its airspeed was 30 to 35 miles per hour. It did not fly at 8 miles per hour. Those are just a few.
It goes on after that. Boy, it makes you nostalgic for the good old days of newspapering, doesn't it?
Not exactly. That's when I think it was much more important to be first than to be right, so to speak.
How close did the Virginian Pilot's reporter actually get to the historic Wright brothers' flight in Kitty Hawk 100 years ago yesterday?
Physically, it was reported and written out of the newsroom based on reports that were coming in. So they were doing the best they could under difficult circumstances, trying to piece together information from lots of different sources. But in total, as Orville Wright once said, the story was right about 99% inaccurate.
Some of my favorite corrections are, Wilbur Wright was 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighed 140 pounds. His eyes were blue-gray and his hair dark brown. He was not 5 feet 6 inches tall and did not weigh 150 pounds. He did not have raven-hued hair. His eyes were not deep blue.
And likewise, Orville Wright was 5 feet 8 inches tall and had blue-gray eyes and dark brown hair. He did not have black eyes, and he did not have sandy blonde hair.
I guess this is from the days when someone at the desk said, better to have some detail in that story than that it should be the right detail in the story.
Exactly. Getting the scoop was the important thing. And we're very proud that we did get the story and had the good sense to play it as we did. We were one of the few papers that saw this for what it was and played it 7 columns across the top of the page.
Well, you got the part right about the Wright brothers flying, getting off the ground
in
Kitty Hawk.
The original lead still stands to this day. The problem of aerial navigation without the use of a balloon has been solved at last. That was true then and true today.
Don't you just wish that someone had kept that 3-mile figure out of the headline at least, so at least the headline could still be accurate?
Oh, sure, but that's just a small thing.
Well, thank you very much for discussing the Virginian Pilot's prompt correction of its story, 99 years.
And 364 days.
Later.
Right.
Thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Enjoyed it.
We've been talking with K. Tucker Addis, vice president and editor of the Virginian Pilot out of Norfolk, Virginia, which, despite a few factual errors, broke the story of the Wright brothers' flight in Kitty Hawk 100 years ago.